Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The title is Kya Asar Tha Risalat Ki Shaam Mein. Noor Sunnat Hai Kono Maqam Mein, Kya Tajalli Thi Tere Bayan Mein. Noor Sunnat Hai Kono Maqam Mein, Kya tajalli thi tere bayaan mein. Ab jo sulta khare ek saf mein, kya asar tha risalat ki shaam mein. Ab jo sulta khare ek saf mein, kya asar tha risalat ki shaam mein. فرق کالے و گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں. فرق کالے و گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں. یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ, شان سلطانیت شتربا میں. یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ, شان سلطانیت شتربا میں. جس نے کانٹے بچھائے تھے دیکھا, گل بداما تیرے بوستاں میں. جس نے کانٹے بچھائے تھے دیکھا, گل بداما تیرے بوستاں میں. جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر, کام راہیں وہ دونوں جہاں میں. جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر, کام راہیں وہ دونوں جہاں میں. ہو کمر جیسے انجم میں روشن, آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں. ہو کمر جیسے انجم میں روشن, آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں. آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں. آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں. نور سنت ہے کونو مقام میں, کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا, اما بعد. This beautiful بیان of our honorable illustrious دادا شیخ عارف اللہ رومی وقت تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ, اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی has kept حضرت in this زمانہ to teach us the true love of Allah سبحانہ و تعالی. And in order to attain the love of Allah سبحانہ و تعالی, it is impossible without having the love of نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And as a person gets the love of نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, then a person gets a glimpse, an idea of what the position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, and the efforts of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that till today, after over 1400 years, we see the effects of the efforts of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Ya Hazrat has titled this bayan so beautifully, Kya Asar Tha Shaan-e Risalat Mein, that what was the effect of the honor and the splendor of the Nabuwat and the messengership of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought about a revolution in the world, that if a person ponders and thinks according to human capacity, it is virtually impossible. But this was the miracle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the special favor and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a nation that was totally barbaric, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam transformed them to the best nation in the world. Nobody can match them, and nobody could match them before that. And this was all through the barakat of the messengership of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat is explaining and giving us a brief idea that we should just ponder and think that who are we, what nisbat have we got. We have got nisbat with that great personality, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I myself should ponder and think, how much do I cherish this nisbat? How much do I cherish this connection? And that is according to how much I endeavor to bring alive the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my life, in my heart. How much love, how much greatness have I got, and how much desire that the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam should once again flourish throughout the world, and that noor spread throughout the world, and then see that beautiful fiza that was in the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina to Munawwara, how it was spread in the world. And what was this? Hazrat says, Noor e sunnat hai ko wa maqame, kya tajalli thi teri bayame. That we see the noor of the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam till today is in every nook and corner of the world. There is no place in the world today that we can say that the deen and the sharia of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam haven't reached. Throughout the world, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam's effort was such that Allah Akbar, till today, throughout the world, and it is still spreading. The world can try and cover it up and say what they want to, but the more you try and cover up the noor of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more it spreads in the world. So what was Allah Hazrat is saying? What was the special effulgence of the bayan of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The efforts of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained and practically demonstrated the tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed that in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no place for superiority for anybody. That it is only by the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat mentions here so beautifully, that Abdul Sultan khara kare ek saf mein, kya asar ta risalat ki shaam mein. Look at what was the effect in the bayans of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that so much it penetrated the heart of every person that he became a humble slave of Allah. Whether he was a king of the time, he humbled himself and became like an ordinary personality. Whether he was a slave, so as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed, that in deen there's no place for racism. In deen there's no place for any that I come from this lineage or from this country, etc. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wiped out all that totally. And till today it is wiped out. The propaganda the world can make, that's on its place. But if we live according to the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we see there's no question of inequality in deen. There's no question of racism in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the shariat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That especially now, particularly the occasion of Hajj, people are flocking to the Baytullah. You can't see who is a master, you can't see who is a slave. Everybody like humble servants in two pieces of cloth, reminding us of our coffin, reminding us on the day of the day of Qiyamah, when we will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, la fadla li arabiyin ala ajamiyin, wa la li ajamiyin ala arabiyin illa li taqwa. There is no superiority of an Arab over a non-Arab. An Arab cannot claim that we know Arabic, we are of a high lineage.
Neither can a non-Arab make a claim that today we are better than them. No, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us only what taqwa. And this taqwa we'll only know when we go into the qabr. So nobody can make a claim in this dunya also that I have got more taqwa than another person. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown that how Islam wiped out all forms of racism, all forms of color and creed and distinction. Far kale wo gore ka tune kis tarah se mitaya jahan mein. Tell the world to show us that way in which any other society, any other religion, have they got equality like the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has proven until today it is established in our deen. There is no concept of superiority in our deen or racism. This is maybe our weakness of iman if anybody has got that. But the propaganda of the world will carry on. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, Sayyidul Qawnain, the king of both the world, but loved like an ordinary humble slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat shows that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wiped out totally the difference between white and black, or any color, any creed whatsoever. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wiped that out totally. And we see till today, in our salah wa jamaat, everybody standing next to one another. And the effects of the qualities of iman and the qualities of a person get transferred into the hearts of one another. So indeed there is no question of superiority. Ye tha teri ghulami ka sadqa, chaane sultaniyat shutur ba mein. That Allah Akbar, those who became the true humble slaves of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in other words, followed in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the highest position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Abduhu wa Rasulu, the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the greatest messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find people that were ordinary villagers, people that were ordinary people looking after looking after animals, shepherds. Allah gave them such high position. Allah Ta'ala gave them control of the world. Here Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to mention that when I was a small boy, 10, 12 years, my father used to send me out in the jungle to graze the sheep. One day I came back, two sheep were missing, and he gave me two smacks. He said, you can't look after two sheep. What's going to happen to you? He says, today Allah made me Amirul Mu'mineen. Over 2.25 million miles under my control. I can't believe this. This is only through the barakat of becoming the true slave of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he gave us the message, and he gave us that advice till the day of Qiyamah, that if anybody is looking for honor, respect, dignity, then he will only find it, as Hazrat explains further also, only in the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Till today, if you just go askance and you move away from the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you start dropping down and you lose your honor, you lose your respect. And we find Allahu Akbar. What was the effect of the bayan of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extended the heart of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that jisne kaan the bichaye the dekha kul badama tere bostami. Those people that taunted at Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not only taunted, physically abused and caused harm to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for him. Allahu Akbar. As it is said so beautifully, the poet says, salam us par jisne ghaliya ka kar duaye di, jis salam us par jisne phatar kha kar phool barsaye. That thousands and millions of special salutations upon that personality, that people pass terrible remarks, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave dua to such people. And that's what we learn from our pious elders. In order to learn the love of Allah, we have to learn the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In order to learn that, we have to learn the love of our pious elders. That Allah Ta'ala says, as you get the glimpse of the love of Allah, Alam nashrah laka sadra. O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, haven't we extended your chest? That how you just forgave, amnesty, wholesale, and not just forgave. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent for those people. Go and call them, tell them to come. Allah Ta'ala will accept them. And people like Wahdi, people like Hazrat Hinda radiallahu ta'ala anuma wa anuma ajma'in. What is their position today? What is there that today, and myself, I should ponder and think that today is petty argument, and we say we don't want to see one another. And sadly today, in the Ummah, people will say, don't come to my janazah. Look at, we have to learn from the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these are such sunnahs which myself absolutely lacking in this, that we should remind ourselves daily before we sleep, clean our heart, take out all malice, hatred, all types of people could have said what they want to about us. Yet reality will only come out on the day of Qiyamah. So Hazrat is saying, look at those people that through thorns, literally in the path of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they became beautiful roses in the garden of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They became Allah Akbar, envious people today. We have to take their name with great honor, respect, dignity. Jo chala tere nakshe kadam par, kaam rahe wo dono jahan. And this is the crux of our deen, that we all want success. And as our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, Allah has given us a deen according to our desire. We all want success. But where are we looking for it, unfortunately? In our businesses, in our degrees. Sadly today, Ummat is looking for success in sports, in politics, a kufar politics. It doesn't lie there. It lies only in following tooth and nail the beautiful sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah give me tawfiq and understanding. To talk is very easy, but at least we should make dua, desire. And that is why Allah has brought us here. That to learn how we should make an effort to strive to bring alive the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make an environment in our homes. We have to talk about sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are living in that zamana that it is foreign, that our children, they know the fashion of the world. But the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to remind ourselves and our families continuously. Ho qamar jaise anjum mein roshan, aap hai mehfil akhtaram mein. Hazrat says, just imagine how we come here for this beautiful majlis. Imagine the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That in that majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was like the beautiful 14 full moon that is shining, and all the bright stars around Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is what Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, that those that sat in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with that proper niyat, intention of getting the nur of iman from the heart of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, ashabikan nujum, these are stars, these sahaba of mine, you follow any one of them, you'll also become a bright star. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize that. Hazrat says that aap ki shaan be intihaku kis tarah lae akhtar bayame. Then Hazrat teaches us that where can we ever understand and get an idea of what is the position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's position and love by Allah is beyond our imagination. So Hazrat says, oh Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where can I explain in the least, but what is your position? And we see all our pious elders, very beautifully they have mentioned that Ba'da Khuda Buzur Tuhi Qissa Mukhtasar. That, oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your position is such that after Allah Rabbul Izzat, and look at the itidal in the ulama-i Dioban, we don't raise our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's position to that of the pedestal of Allah, of Uluhiyat. We keep it on that position, it is the highest. But after Allah Rabbul Izzat, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest personality. So if this reality can just penetrate my heart and all our hearts, then we'll be making a die-hard effort to bring alive the sunnah, to recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah give us tawfiq to spread it throughout the world.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa, wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before we carry on, just a reminder for all of us, today is the 28th of Zulqa'dah. Tomorrow Wednesday will be the 28th. Thursday the 29th, maybe Friday the 1st, but most probably it looks like Saturday will be the 1st. So we are advised, and it is a sunnah, that those of us who will be making qurbani, that we don't remove any hair from the 1st. So we should try and finish that before that, all unwanted hair on the body, nails, etc. And this also is to remind us of the hajis who are in ihram. So we are not in ihram, but Allah gave us the similarity so that we could remember the hajis. And by that, we should remember the hajis. And regularly we should think that they are, especially family people, friends, even like that, the whole ummah is there. They are making tawaf. We should also in our visualize it, think of it, and we should cherish it, desire for it also, that we also could be there making the tawaf, etc. And then when they will be going to Mina, going to Arafat, to Muzdalifah, back to Mina again, to Makkah Sharif, all that should be in our minds also. And we should make this dua also. MashaAllah, Maulana Musa makes this dua regularly. Allahumma ighfir lil hajj wa liman istaghfara lahul hajj. So in that way also, just to remind us. And then the ziyarat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also we should think. And when we read our durood, then alhamdulillah, no problem. We can be walking around reading durood sharif. While traveling we can read, but sometime we should try and take out that we sit with adab, respect, and we read our durood. And especially at that time, we should think that we are sitting near the Rawza-e Mubarak and we are reading durood sharif. In that way, our minds will be there, our hearts will be there. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, to before, if Friday looks difficult, 12 hour. So by Friday we should remove all our hair, etc., and get ready. And this is also the great kindness of Allah Ta'ala. On the one side, He gave us the great to be similar with the hajis who are in ihram. And on the other side, Allah blessed us with the 10 days of Zulhijjah, which will also be starting on the 1st. Very great and blessed days. Ulama have written, Maulana Ubaidullah Sahib Balyawi Rahmatullah Alayhi has explained that Wal Fajri Wa Layalin Ashr. Layali Ashr, he explained that ulama are of the opinion that these are the 10 nights of Ramadan, the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And the other view is the 10 nights of Zulhijjah. But the 10 nights, and from there he explained the most virtuous nights in the whole year are the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Those are the most virtuous 10 nights. And the most virtuous days are the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. They are the most virtuous days. So even now we are in Ashhur-e-Hurm, the sacred month, which are also very, very great. And in here we should try and make our ibadat as much as we can, and the greatest ibadat to stay away from all type of sin. Whatever sin there is, we should try and totally stay away from it. Not only try, but resolve to. We stay away from all sin. And especially when the first 10 days, even more, we should try and stay away from sin. And from there, while we are mentioning it, on the day of Qurbani, ulama have explained also, it's not a day of fun and like enjoyment and pleasure, but actually we should think of the time when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was putting his full force on the knife to slaughter his son, young boy. Allah wanted, Allah tested him, and Ibrahim alayhi salam, every test with what flying colors he passed, without a second thought, he was ready to sacrifice his son. And the son also, a young boy, said, "My father, I'm ready also. And do what you have been commanded and do it quickly." So when we make that qurbani, ulama say we should think of that. And actually we should be sacrificing our children like that. Where will we ever be able to do that? For us to spend 2,000, 3,000 rand for our animal is difficult. And then to slaughter your own son. So we should think of that. So on that, this occasion is not one of videoing and taking photos of the Qurbani and videoing it all, and all the mixing of males and females, etc., and all the other things that go with it. But it is like a solemn occasion. The Malaika at that time, they were all like, they were very, very taken aback that Ibrahim alayhi salam is going to be slaughtering his son now. Now he's slaughtering, and he's putting his hand with full force on the knife and on the throat of his Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So that should be there. Not how we have made it, prize and just enjoyment and pleasure. But that is what Allah wants. That taqwa Allah wants. That a person, we can't even imagine it today, that he's prepared to sacrifice everything for Allah Ta'ala. Today we can't sacrifice our sports, we can't, and kuffar sports. And as one person, he has explained that every level of sport has got fraud and has got all filth and dirt in it at every level. But yet we just fall headlong for all these things. Whereas this Qurbani, Ramzan, rozas are supposed to bring taqwa in us. This Qurbani is supposed to bring that spirit of sacrifice within us. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what they were and what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made of them. To that sacrifice which was in them. To ithar, to give preference to their fellow brothers, though not blood brothers, just Muslim brother, and they, how the Ansar, يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا, that they should give preference to the others, though they may be in difficulty, hardship. We can't imagine it today. Today, even in the family, with our close people, we are not prepared to sacrifice. They were, like these were strangers, but just they were Muslims, and they were prepared to sacrifice. So anyway, but the Qurbani also, it is an ibadat. If we can understand that, nikahs are also not weddings, but they are nikahs. And it is an ibadat if we can observe it like that. In the same way, all these other, the Qurbani is a great ibadat. Unfortunately, we have made it today like it is an entertainment. It is like, it's far from deen how we have made it. Allah Ta'ala give us the real spirit. And then what is supposed to come out, like of Ramadan, the taqwa at the end. And that is the main thing. If we get that, alhamdulillah, may Allah bless us all with it. Now this Qurbani is also to get that again. Then Allah made this first 10 days also like a mini Ramadan. If Allah give us topic, not for us, but this rozas are very, very valuable also. If we can keep them, inshallah. Otherwise, the 9th at least, the day of Arafat for a non-haji, would be quite a bit of stress for that roza. We should try and keep that roza at least. May Allah give us all tawfiq. And in this that we have made everything like merry-making, enjoyment, one thing that comes to light and which causing a lot of problem also is like reunions of matriculants. After some years, that year or that certain year, all the matrics of that year, and it's causing lot of problems. And there is no room for it in our Islam also. At that time, boys, girls were together at school, whatever happened. Now after 10 years, 20 years, married, got your own life, now you're going to one function like that, and what fitness take place there. And then how much of evil comes from there. Homes are breaking up. May Allah protect us from all these things. And we stick to our Islamic way of life. Though it might be a bit difficult, people won't want to accept it. But if we want our goodness in this dunya also, and moreover for the akhirah, then all these things we must avoid them. This year, then things like birthday parties also. There is nothing in Islam like a birthday party, Valentine's Day, and Mother's Day, and Father's Day, and all this type of things, Black Friday, and many all other things. We should just stick to our own tariqah. And the safest way to save ourselves from all fitna is to stick to sunnah. If a person sticks to sunnah, there is no place then for all these things to come in. But the minute a person does not follow sunnah, now there is an empty thing, vacuum. And there is no vacuum. Where there is empty is time we got. It's not empty time. It will get filled with some wrong things. And if we occupy that time with sunnah, etc., then the wrong things can't come in. Otherwise, the fitness in the world, there is no end to the fitness. From whatever source you can think, all around there are only fitness. Our protection Allah gave us is through the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We try and stick to that, inshallah we will be protected. Otherwise, we get involved in all, how much of wrong things take place. Whether it is just a small birthday party in the house, but the very concept of it is wrong. There is no birthday party, there is no Nabi, the Sahaba did not celebrate the birthday of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Eid Miladun Nabi, Eid of the Milad of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or anyone else's, nowhere that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's his birthday was celebrated. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, or any. And as some alim had explained, then the awliya who came, the sahaba, the awliya, and what their great feats were. If a person wants to celebrate their birthday or their death anniversary, we won't be able to do anything else. Because Islam, the history of Islam is so rich. And they have, what work they have done. Imam Bukhari, Imam Abu Hanifa, what great, great people in the history of the annals of Islam. So if we're going to celebrate all their birthdays or their death anniversaries, there won't be any time for anything. We won't be able to fill, even do that also. So there is nothing like that. We should make dua for them, make isal sawab. And that is very, very important dua. Allah raises the stages, make isal sawab. What great sacrifices they have made for us. And that also, we do it for them. That is what we should do. But we benefit, we also get. At the same time, we should also think, all our ibadat, and perhaps easy to understand with durood sharif, that each one of us, we ask ourselves, why do I read durood sharif? If we just ask and establish the answer in our mind, that why? Then we read that there are certain duroods, for example, you read it once, 70 malaika make dua for you for 1,000 days, writing down the sawabs all the time. You read one durood, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will guarantee you the intercession. Sifarish of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, etc. They are all various duroods. One durood you read, and Allah ta'ala will bring the reward. Your rewards will be so great that a very big scale will have to be brought on the day of Qiyamah to measure the rewards. So are we reading it for that? Or are we reading it what the durood is? That Allah send your durood, send your special mercies on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And durood also entails raise the position of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is actually what we have to do. And what is promised on it for our sawab, that is by the way. That is not the real object. The actual, we perhaps are reading durood if we think for that sawab. No problem, it is. There is no problem whatsoever. In fact, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained that even explain to the people for your deeni amal which you do, the dunya's benefit. Like you are regular with your namaz, rozi, doors of rozi will be opened for you. All the dunya's benefit, no, that is also no problem. But the actual thing is, namaz we must make just for Allah's pleasure. It's the command of Allah, and we should speak to ourselves, especially when we leave home and we're going to the masjid. Make our niyat, Ya Allah, I'm going to the masjid to fulfill your command. You have made fajr for us, for me, zuhar, whatever namaz time it is, and I'm going to fulfill your command. And it is my great honor. Somebody's great honor maybe to go see a soccer match. Somebody else for some big business deal. In business, no problem if it is according to Shariat with the correct niyat, mashallah, mubarak. But all many wrong things, and we regard that as the honor. Our greatest honor that we're going to the masjid to fulfill the command of Allah. And when we ask also Allah, we make duas also, we should make our own duas also, and more we make duas, somebody's ill, I got a financial problem, I got this, some argument, fight, something, wife is angry, husband is upset, we make dua for that. Actually dua also for our deeni matters, for our ukhrawi matters. As our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair says, that if we ask Allah Ta'ala for everything, but we didn't ask of Allah Himself, then we ask for nothing. And if we ask for nothing else but only Allah, then we have asked everything. So we should make those du'as also. But absolutely no, and we should make du'a for our dunya things, for afiyat, salamati, things go nicely, smooth in our lives. We should make du'a for that. Our Shaykh says so beautifully that we make du'a for to be a king and be happy if Allah keeps you as a pauper. In other words, target the highest. And whatever Allah gives you, be happy with Raza bil Qadha. Make du'a for biryani. And if you get just ordinary meal, be happy with that. So make du'a for the best. And whatever Allah gives, be content with that. So that is how we, the slaves of Allah, are to be. The Hadith Sharif tells us that make du'a for Firdaus. When you ask Jannat, ask Jannatul Firdaus. And if we read about the ni'mats of Jannat in the Quran Sharif, in the Hadith, then really a person, he gets convinced, I'm not fit for this. This great, great ni'mats like this. But we ask for it, and we are told to ask for Firdaus, the highest place of Jannat. And then whatever Allah gives us, and we will say, tell to Allah that we, Jahannam, we can't tolerate it. Please, O Allah, we are too weak. We commit sins all the time. But you are a loving Allah. You are a forgiving Allah. You forgive us, O Allah. So in this way, we should try and endeavor all the time. And try and make time for dua also. And ask Allah Ta'ala, du'as our own also, and give some time for du'a, our munajat maqbool. As ulama have written, that in our making of du'a, we do slip up. We sometimes ask for something which is not good for us. We ask all our, and sometimes in our asking, lot of disrespect, they adabi also. That we are asking for this, or we are asking for many. But the du'as of the Quran Sharif and the du'as of the Hadith, those, and the one of the greatest proofs of Allah's Nabi, being the Nabi of Allah, are his du'as. Mm-hmm. When we read those du'as, you can see who could ever ask of these things. And they have been all collected for us. Our ulama, jazahumullah khair, in munajat maqbool, for example, we should try and read these du'as, try and read every day the manzil, what is there, we should try and read that also. Allah give us tawfiq, and some time for our own du'as also. And this connection with Allah will be, it's just too beautiful a connection. And Allahu Akbar, Allah is that being who commands us to ask Him. And is that being who gets angry when we don't ask Him. Anyone in the world, whoever, it can be husband-wife relationship, mother, parents and children relationship. The mother also will do so much for her children. But there's a time when she will also say, now, how much must I? Children sometimes playing, they throw something, the ball, bring it, give it to them, throw it again, bring it. But then you get tired. But Allah is that being who never gets tired. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali in his dua says, we get tired asking, but you don't get tired giving. Allah Ta'ala never gets tired. And Allah loves when a person is asking. And also, we shouldn't be disillusioned that we think our duas are not being accepted. That so long I'm making this dua, it's not accepted. Duas are guaranteed accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Though they take on different forms, and how beautifully Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained it, that a person making dua, now what he is asking for, he doesn't see it coming. But for example, Allah gave you two rakats of tahajjud to me, tahajjud namaz, nafil namaz, any nafil namaz. Allah gave you tawfiq now to keep a beard. Allah gave you tawfiq for a lady, now she's gone in parda. Whatever. So these are great, great ni'mat Allah has given you. Much more greater than what you asked for. You asked for something else, and Allah has given you so much more greater. But we don't take it as a ni'mat. We take dunya things as a ni'mat. That all the things of this dunya, become a rich man, have lot of money, etc. That we take as a ni'mat. But to have good, and how many people there are, which comes also quite clearly, that they are sick and that is good for them. Had they been healthy, then they should use that health in guna. So for them, just though it looks outwardly, what is our understanding? How much can we understand? And for some people, not to have money is better. The minute they have got money, they use it in wrong things. So, and we know also, there are so many people who are, for example, alcoholics, drug addicts. The minute they get money, we know they use it in the wrong thing. So, for other people also, if Allah gives them money, they might go and use it for so many wrong things. So that them not having money, outwardly it looks like they are in some difficulty, etc. But it is also a favor of Allah Ta'ala. So we should appreciate, and we should be at dua also all the time. And making dua, and appreciating the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. For example also we should think, when we get up in the morning, and we are still, alhamdulillah, everything is in order. We can get up back. How many people, you say, when I got up, when I woke up in the morning, my back was finished. Just suddenly a pain came, and it was a long, long story. And what it leads to? A pain in the leg, for example, a pain in the head, a pain in the chest, anything. Or if we look outside, the trees are still in order, the houses are in order. Otherwise, how many places, without any warning, suddenly an earthquake came. The tsunami that came, earthquakes that came. So that jazba of shukr to Allah. And if we think again, really we are such that we have to be punished severely. Our condition is such that we should be punished very, very severely. But Allah has been kind, merciful. He has spared us. Like in the morning, if we read that dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi aqalana yawmana hadha walam yuhlikna bi dhunubina. What a dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Preferably when the sun rises, that, oh Allah, you spared us for this day. And you did not destroy us on account of our wrongdoing. Actually, we had to be destroyed. We had to be punished severely for our wrongdoing. But it is only your mercy and your kindness that you spared us. So Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate all Allah's ni'mat. And by this, our relationship with Allah Ta'ala will be corrected. And we will become the true abd and slaves of Allah Ta'ala. And we will realize that Allah is our Rabb. And who is that Rabb? Allah Ta'ala, as-samad, alladhi la yahtaju ila ayya ahad. Who is not dependent on anyone whatsoever, on nothing. وَيَحْتَاجُ إِلَيْهِ كُلُّ أَحَدٍ. And everyone is dependent on Allah. Nothing can stand, can exist for a split second also without the help, without the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Not only the Qudrat, but without the mercy of Allah. If Allah's mercy is not there, we cannot even exist. So we should appreciate all this. And then think of all the ni'mat Allah has blessed us with. Ramadan just is gone. And I didn't appreciate Ramadan. I didn't fulfill the rites of Ramadan in the least. But now we are in the sacred month. And now Allah is putting right in front of me. What a great, the greatest days of the year are coming for me. Hopefully Allah grants it to us. We got no guarantee we will get them. Every day people are passing away.
every day people are landing in the hospital and sad conditions. Allah give all shifa. Allah make all who have passed away, Allah grant them maghfirat. All who are ill, Allah grant them shifa. Other problems, fights, arguments, etc., Allah remove all this. Unite our hearts. And the only way that we can get this is how much we bring the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala within us. Also, one very important point, it makes us shudder, and what a point Maulana Ubaidullah Balyawi rahmatullah Ali explained. One of our greatest sins are, he explained first, Islam is a deen, a religion which is fully a magnetic religion. It will pull everyone towards it. But he says on the tongues of the non-Muslims that Islam is the worst religion. Well, yeah, Muslims are the worst people. Because we, Islam is 100% beautiful and correct. But we, the picture we are giving of Islam, that is a very, very bad picture. What things we are involved in, we get involved in, etc. So that attraction of Islam is not there. Had that been there, so we are actually causing people to stay, or not only staying away from Islam, hating Islam. That, and which Islam? That Islam for what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave his blood. Sahaba gave their lives. And today we are, so to say, spoiling the name of that Islam. One beautiful explanation somebody gave is like a snake sitting on a treasure box. It doesn't benefit itself and doesn't allow anyone else to benefit also. In a room where there are only beautiful things, everything of the best, but we are standing in the doorway. We are not entering and not allowing others to enter. We are blocking the path for others. So this is one very big guna of ours also. And perhaps we hardly make tawbah of this guna. That because of my actions, my behavior, my character, and so much so in our own homes, the fights with our wives, etc., then our women are saying that we want equal rights with men. Whereas our Islam, what Islam has given, there can be nothing better than that. But because we, our behavior in our homes, what our wives are such, that they also we giving a bad picture of Islam. So Allah give us tawfiq to remove that, and there is only one way. Allah give us tawfiq. We are extremely weak that we become the slaves of Allah, that we follow Quran and we follow Hadith, not our nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan, our arch enemies, our worst enemies, but we make them happy. And Allah who gives us everything, Allah to whom we are going to return, Allah, in spite of all our weaknesses, our sins, still He's giving us the best to stay, our houses, best clothes, best food. When are we going to turn to Allah? Allah, give us all tawfiq that we really turn to Allah in sincerity. And this occasion is an ideal occasion. Let us not take this first 10 days just like that. Let us really realize that, alhamdulillah, so many. Therefore, Ramadan, we look forward and we know it's a Ramadan. It's a month, a great, blessed month. These 10 days also, we shouldn't take them lightly. They are very, very, very great days of the year, the greatest days of the year. So Allah, make us conscious of it, and also at the same time, let us make inform others also that everyone looks at these days with great, great respect and honor. During these days, like our sports, our fishing, even some business trip if we can, like Ramadan, we try and avoid all these things. We observe our Ramadan as far as possible to observe these days also and look after our time. And spend it, third kalima, fourth kalima, as much as possible. Great, great. It's so, and our deen is so simple and so easy. And if you want to use the word cheap, to say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, what does it cost us? And the reward of it, it fills the place from the earth to the heavens. The pan of the scales, it fills it up, these words. And what reality they bring into a person. Subhanallah, Allah purifies us by that. Alhamdulillah, Allah brings qualities of praise in us. Allahu Akbar, Allah brings qualities of respect and honor. How great these words are. And Allah loves very greatly His Tawheed. The fourth kalima, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lahu. Allah loves that very great. That's why Surah Ikhlas is loved by Allah Ta'ala very greatly. And how many people got their forgiveness, got their high position just because of their love of Surah Ikhlas or reading Surah Ikhlas in abundance. May Allah bring these realities within our lives, inshallah.